Many adults in Australia have problems with reading, writing and numbers, the basic literacy you need to function in modern society. In fact, 43% do not have basic literacy skills and 56% don't have the necessary numeracy skills for everyday life. SBS has a series hosted by Jay LaGuire called Lost for Words, where people lacking basic skills are taken through various methods to catch up. I asked the literacy teacher in the series, Adam Nabilia, just what sort of problems people with low levels of literacy encountered when going about their everyday life.
So things like forms and things like writing an email to someone or navigating an online forum or an online work become really difficult for someone with those challenges. So I think it, especially in the COVID world where we're relying so much on everyday functional literacy, so someone who's fallen through the cracks misses out on those opportunities to connect, even with sending a text message or a Facebook message or a social media message or something like that. So it really does make life difficult for people. You know, and I always say, especially with forms and formal government documents become really difficult.
And a lot of that is online now. Is that making things easier or harder for people?
I think it's making things a lot harder for people with literacy challenges because there's no face-to-face just connection or with a voice. It's actually they're having to rely so much more on writing and reading and literacy to navigate the modern world.
And what is the kind of things that are happening? I mean, is it people are like dyslexic and they can't see the words, the patterns of the words that are making? What are the sorts of things that are going on?
Often you find that someone completely functions with everyday speech and language. It's not an English as a second language issue. It's really that someone is not able to navigate the literacy that's in front of them, for example, the reading and the writing. So people might identify as having dyslexia. Other people might have just fallen through the cracks through school, whether through moving around to multiple suburbs as a kid or, you know, not being able to go to schools, or maybe missing a year or two of school might have contributed to this.
So it's sort of like once you get behind, people kind of give up in a way.
Yeah, well, I've seen people give up and I've also find it just really, really difficult to catch up once you're behind, but certainly not impossible. And that's why we as adult educators, you know, provide courses and because it's not impossible. And with a little bit of a catch-up lesson and with, you know, a bit of study and banking on yourself, we can really make this positive changes.
With school students and so forth, there's been a lot of discussion about phonics over the years. Is this something that can help adults?
Yeah, absolutely. So phonics is definitely one approach we use. For the listeners, it's the knowledge of the sound of the letters and the groups of letters. Depending on the way that the adult likes to learn, so whether it's phonics, whether it's sight words, whether it's functional literacy, which is using everyday tasks like or work task or license, for example. So within adult literacy, we can have a bit more of a scope to use many, many different methodologies. And I think we really get to meet the learner where they're at rather than just sticking to one approach only.
And so in this program, SBS, that you're involved in, Lost for Words, there's quite a wide variety of problems that people are going through. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And we're hoping that the new students will also, you know, also bring the things that they'd like to learn with them. So, and we really tailor a program to meet the learners where they're at. So they might, one person in the last series, Lamin, wanted to learn to read to a level that he could get his license, which he was successful with, which was amazing. And Mike for learning to use the functions of his workplace, which was amazing. And Shell to write for herself. So each of the students will bring their own desires forward, and we'll, Joe and I will make a program that meets their needs and, you know, and send them along some challenges on the way that can make it fun and functional, you know, as well.
So in the series you're doing currently, are you still looking for people to come in?
Yeah, so that's thank you for asking, Rod. That's why, you know, I'm hoping to speak with the listeners today is that if this sounds like you, if you're an adult who struggles with their reading and writing or numeracy and really want to make the change and meet other people who are in a similar boat, you know, please call us. And if you don't mind, Rod, I'll give out the number.
Sure.
So the number is 0423-635-228. And again, 0423 03-635-228. Please give us a call because we really want you to be part of our classroom, and Joe and I are waiting for you, and we're ready for you to meet the other adult learners. And, you know, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised about how welcoming and warm the classroom is, and to meet other learners who have also had similar struggles is, you know, really part of the journey.
Literacy teacher in the SBS Lost for Words series, Adam Nabilia there. And if you experience literacy problems and would like to participate in Lost for Words, call 0423 635 228.